Ranu Nomadalista. Omar Rav, my time with the Rav. What's the reason that Rav says that if you don't specify a specific Dalai Lamas, that you have no Shrisa, and you lose your Shrisa both places. You lose where you are, because you didn't want there, and you lose to where from the tree, because you didn't specify a specific Arba Amos, and Memela, you're stuck in your own Dalai Lamas. It says, Vishlam of the Shmuel, Elishna Kama, Mstabra Milsa. According to the first Lashon that we said before, what Shmuel says makes sense. To Mikoma Kom Konashvisa Tachas Ha'ila. Right? You're a Konashvisa somewhere under the tree, except we don't know exactly where. Ava Einonu Yodim Ezu Dalad Amas Kon. Hilkach Yodu Ala Tachthon. Therefore, you, what's it called? We measure the Tchum, Lechumra, on both sides. Umatsid me our boss alothim kishir taht of shalila. Bolim do mikan, modin lo mikan. Right? That's what's called Shmuel. Shmuel makes sense. I didn't want Shvisa where I am. I wanted Shvisa under the tree. I get Shvisa under the tree, but I don't know where exactly where. So from where I am till the tree, we make it the shortest distance, and from where the tree till the house, we make it the shortest distance. So, but Rav holds that Bechlal, you're not calling the Shvisa anywhere. Why not? Why aren't you calling the Shvisa at least somewhere under the tree? Mishum de la Messiah Masri. So one reason is what's it called? Rava says because la Messiah Masri. Rashi Mishum de la Messiah Masri. The Kivan de la Messiah lo koni lemide. In order to be koni shvisa, you have to have a specific place. And if you just have a place that's not specific, that's not koni shvisa. Shvisa has to be you know exactly where you are, but otherwise not shvisa. Right? It's somewhere in here. You only have Arba Amos. And I don't know which Arba Amos. Somewhere within this area, I have a Shvisa. That's not called a Shvisa. The Ika di Amrei, Omer Rabba, my time of the Rav, Mitzvim de Gassavar, Kol She'enu, B'zachar Zeh, Afilu L'Vasachar Zeh, Rashi. So that's the first reason. The first reason is you have to have a specific Arba Amos to be called a Shvisa. That's the first reason in Rav. And then the second reason is, Kol She'enu, B'zachar Zeh, Afilu L'Vasachar Zeh, the Kivin dim Siyam Dalit Tzfondios. If you had specified the four northern Amos under the tree, then you couldn't go and add another four Amos to the south. Once you have Arba Amos, that's it. That's your Shvisa. So you can't do two Arba Amos one after the other. Right? So you couldn't do the other one. Leos Shvisa Kan Bekan. Ki Omar Nomi Kulu Kechada. And therefore, if you said all eight at one time, in other words, the whole area under the tree, I want to be my Shvisa, to go in Hacha, the Omer Shvisa, si tachtov, lor minen liknu. Therefore, it doesn't help. Anything that won't help consecutively doesn't help at the same time either. This, what's it called, is the case by marrying, what's it called, one of two sisters. Right? I say, what's it called, I want to marry one of these two sisters, so neither one is married, for sure. Not that it's a suffix, which one it's chav. Why? Because since you can't marry them one after the other, you can't marry sister A and then marry sister B, because she's achosishto, and she's an erva. So it's impossible to make kedusha. So it's impossible for the kedusha to be chav if you say together. Right? So anything that can't be one after the other can't be together either. Where it says, my binai, what's the difference between the two reasons? According to the first reason, you can't be called the Shvisa unless you have a specific Arba Amos, right? What's the difference between them? Now, so the case of the sisters is where you say, I want to Mekadosh both sisters. Neither one is in Mekadosh. One of the two we'll see maybe is a possibility. Right? Then we don't know which one. But if that's the case where you say, I want to marry both sisters. So even though I'm not married to either one, so the svara to say that the kedusha should be chal on both of them, right? And now I should have to give them both gift. But whatever can't happen one after the other can't happen at the same time either. Okay. Because each one's kedusha is mafriya the other one. So at the same time you can't have a kedusha over here. So what's the difference between them? Ikebinayu de omer liknuli de arba amos migoshmon. He says, I want four amos from amongst the eight. So if the idea is that you need something mesuyim, you don't have anything mesuyim. We don't know which four amos from amongst the eight. So it doesn't help. But if the idea is, kol she'enu b'zachar ze'a filu b'vasachar se'enu, since you couldn't say this four amos and this four amos, so therefore all eight amos can't be. He said, I want my sheets to be under the tree, which means the whole eight amos. The whole eight amos can't be chal. Because if you did four, you couldn't be chal another four, so eight can't be chal either. But if you said four from amongst the eight, but then we don't know which four, if you don't need a dover mesuyim, it's just a problem of kol she'enu b'zachar ze'a, then that should help. Even though we don't know exactly where your four is, but you only wanted four. If you said my shvista should be under the tree and there's eight amos under the tree, you meant the whole eight amos. That can't be. So according to the second reason, right, if you said I want my shvista to be four amos somewhere under this tree, that should help. The one who says that you need a specific place, you don't have a specific place. You have four amongst the eight, but you don't know where that four is. Over here, it's only four. You don't want all eight. You only want four. Just we don't know where the four is. That, according to this, according to the second reason, should be good. Rash. Arba minayo migotimni, lahachi nakat migotimni, the lakanan mokmina be'ilan sheish tatav chesamos. Why does it say eight? Because later on, tomorrow's on the Gemara will say that it's talking specifically about a case where the tree has at least eight amas. Because if there's less than eight amas, we'll see that there's a svara that it should be okay. But at least eight amas. Okay. So therefore, if there's eight amas under the tree, and he said, I want my shvisa to be under the tree, then basically it's mechavin for the whole eight amos. That can't be. Because just like you couldn't do four and four, you can't do eight all at once. You can't have shvisa of eight amos. But that's one reason. But if you said four out of eight, that should be okay. According to the first reason, you have to know exactly where his four amos are. And therefore, even if he said four out of the eight, it's no good. Because we don't know exactly where his four amos are. Gufa. Omer Rava, kol dover she'enu b'zachar ze'a filu v'asachar se'enu. So now we're getting off on a tangent that whatever can't be one after the other can't happen at the same time. Okay. Eishtei abaye l'rava. Okay, so we have this klal. And the Reb Chaim Brisker says that this klal only applies where mitzad ha-din, the chalos of the second thing, prevents, what's it called, the chalos of the first thing prevents the second thing from happening, like the two sisters. Because I'm married to this sister, I can't marry another sister. So the reason why I can't marry the second sister is because I'm married to the first sister. So then trying to marry two sisters at the same time won't help either, because each one is mafriya, the other one. But if just it's a metzias, right, why you can't do the second one, see in a second what the question on him is from here, then that doesn't apply. It applies only where halachically the halos of the second one is can't happen because halachically the first one prevents it. Okay. We'll see where there was a question on that cloud from here and what the answer is. So, Eishtei Abaye l'Rav, Hamar b'maisros, a person who takes more than maiser off of his tvuah. Let's see, he has 100 things. Okay, forget about Truma. Let's just make it easy. He has 100 things left after he took off Truma. So he's supposed to say 10 out of the 100 is Maisa. Okay? Maisa Risha. Instead of 10, he said 15 is Maisa. Okay? Hamar b'ma Maisros, Peroso Mesukani. So 10 of them are Maisa. So the rest of the other, what's it called, 80... well, not really 80. The rest of the, what's it called? He said 15. The rest of the, what's it called? The 90, right, should have been Mesukin. But we'll see only 85 is Mesukin. Because what he did is he took 15 off to be Meiser. He left 85. So the 85 are okay. Because there's 10 of them is for sure Meiser. So that took care of 90 of them. 90 now are not Tevel anymore. But 5 of them he didn't keep with the Tevel part. 5 of them he took out to be Meiser too. Now he wanted 15% to be miser. So those five, the 10 didn't help, because he didn't intend those for the miser to take off that. He intended that to be miser. It can't be miser, so it's still tevil. So he has miser and tevil mixed together with the miser, and nobody can eat that miser, because there's five tevil mixed in with the 10 that are miser. But the other 85 are okay for sure, because he took off 10, and 90 should have been mesukin. Surely the 85 are mesukin. Okay. So perosa mesukanim. So the what's left of the peros is okay to eat. It's not tevil. You took off meiser. Well, meiserosa mikukolim, but the meiser is mikukol, because it mixed in with the meiser is tevil. So you have tevil and meiser mixed together. Amai, l'chora, why should it help at all? Le makol she'inu b'zachar zeh, afilu b'vasachas einu. L'chora, over here, if he would have said, this is meiser, and he would have taken the 10% off and left the 90%. So the 90% now is chulin, and the 10% is meiser. Now he says, you know what, I want to take from that chulin another 5% and make it meiser. That can't help. It's chulin, right? So it can't be meiser. So you can't take 10% and then take another 5%. It won't work. The other 5% won't be meiser. So how could it help if you did it all at once? How could the meiser bichlal help? If you took 15% meiser to begin with, it shouldn't help. Because since you can't take 10 plus 5, you shouldn't be able to take 15 either. None of it should help. That's the question. So why is anything, it should all go back to what it was to begin with. Everything still is tevil. Why is it yes meiser plus tevil and chulin, l'chora, it should be nothing. Nothing had changed. Yeah, no, but he didn't take it. Once you took the 10 off, right, so that's it. You're finished. This is chulin, right? Now, so you couldn't take another 5% after that and make it nicer. So how could you take 15% all at once and make it nicer?
Nothing. What? Taking 5 and it's not
nicer,
but it's not...
Yeah, okay, so... It's nothing. But so it can't work. You can't create another 5% of meiser after you took the 10%. So why should you be able to create meiser at 15% at once? That's the question. So, Chazon Ish, yes, on Mr. Chaim Brisker from here, the Chora over here, the reason you can't take the other 5% is exactly what you're saying. Because there's nothing left to take meiser. It's chulin. It's not tevil. You can only take meiser out of tevil. So here it's not a halacha that's being goring. It's a metzias. You don't have anything left to take meiser out. So they answer the Chazon Ish, that's not really true. It's not a metzias. It's a halacha. That once you have chulin, chulin can't become what's it called? Meiser. So that's also a halacha. It's not just a metzias. It's like if you would run out of the thing, you wouldn't have any more after you took it off. Then that wouldn't be a halacha. That'd be a metzias. But here, the reason chulin can't become meiser is a halacha. So the halacha is goring that you can't take another 5% off. Okay. But anyway, so why is any of it meiser? If you couldn't do 10 plus 5, then why can you do 15? Mar says, Shani Meiser, de Ise lechatzoyin. Meiser is different. Because Meiser you could theoretically take off 15% and say that half of it's Meiser. Right? Or take off 20%, let's make 20%, and say half of it's Meiser. It means each grain, half of it's Meiser. So theoretically, you can do Meiser lechatzoyin. Meaning, that when you say, that if you do 10% and the whole thing's finished, and then you say 5% is no good. But if I said 15%, and that 15%, 10% can be meiser. Because meiser isn't one, it's like marrying two sisters, right? Both sisters are married. You can't marry each sister halfway. It's either all or nothing. So you're marrying two whole sisters, that can't be. But over here, I'm taking 20% meiser I'm taking 20%, but I want it to be chal halfway. So it's possible that every half grain could be meiser. And then totally it's only 10%. So that's possible. So it's possible to have meiser lechatzoy, and therefore it'll help the at least the 10% of it will be chal. And the other 5% won't be chal. See Rashi. Di'i amar tiktosh palga palga b'chitza k'desha. If you said, I want every half a grain to be meiser, I don't want the whole grain to be meiser. I want only half of each grain to be meiser, that's okay. That works. Right? So therefore, what's it called? It helps even if you do it all at once. Even though you can't do it one after the other, But if you do it all at once, a portion of what you said is Meiser, and the other portion is not. I'm not talking the whole 15% becomes Meiser. 10% out of the 15, or 10% of the 20 becomes Meiser. Rashi. Amai. Okay. Bamarba Bamaisros. Echad Michamesh O Miches. You took 1/20th, that's just the easier one. You took 1/5, which is 20%, instead of 10%. Peirosav, Shesilek Litzad Acher Chulin. The peiros that you put on the side, and you wanted this Meiser to help, right? The 80% that you put on the side is okay, Chulin. Chulin is Sukkonim. They're regular Chulin, because the Meisers took effect. Aval HaMeiser Shenosin LeLevi Mekukolin. But now the 20% that you're giving to the Levi is problematic. Shahari Tevel Mu'urabahim, because it's mixed Tevel and Meiser together. Shekishenosin Kav Hashmini Lochal Shema Meiser. Because when you gave that extra, we used to talk about the 1 out of 8, but if you gave that extra 10%, right, lose that easier. I don't know why Rashi takes the harder one. Right? When you gave that extra 10%, right, the Meiser wasn't Chal on that. El Al Haroi the Meiser. Meiser was only chal on the 10% that could be Meiser. It wasn't chal on the other 10%. Vashar tevel. And that remains tevel, because you didn't separate the Meiser on that. You separated that to be Meiser. So you didn't intend for the Meiser to take off that tevel, and you intended that to be Meiser. Meiser it can't be, but it's still tevel. Vashar tevel. The Meiser behead you, Omer Rachmana. Shir echad me'asor. The Torah said you can only take off 10%. You can't take off more. By truma, the Torah didn't say any shear. You could take one grain, or you could take everything except a little bit. It has to be shear and nikarim. You have to have something left. But there's no limit to how much truma you can take. But meiser, it says beferish, you can only take 10%. Amai peiros of misukanim. So why does it help at all? Why does the Meiser help at all to take off the tevel from the other 80%? Name a kol sheino b'zecher zeh, de'ilu havei mafrish Meiser kilchoso, v'hodur shokol su, v'kari yalei shei Meiser, al chulin sheniskenu, kvar, lochai yalei shei Meiser. If you did it one after the other, you took off 10% as Meiser, finished. Now from the other 90%, you took off another 10% of that and said, this also should be Meiser. Won't help. That other 10% can't be Meiser v'chlal, because you're taking it from Chulin. Hashdenami, so same thing over here. Ki afresh hai tofaina ima Meiser, lo lechu shei Meiser, afil ala roi le Meiser. Now that you're taking it all at once, 20% Meiser, it shouldn't help at all. Not that it shouldn't help for 10%. It shouldn't help for the whole 20%. Just like if you're Makadish two sisters, it doesn't help for either of them. We don't say, you're married to one of them, but we don't know which one. We're not married to either one. Kedushin can't help on both together, since it can't help on one after the other. So same thing over here. Meiser can't be chal on the whole 20%, even 10% of it, because it can't be chal 10% after 10%. So none of it should be Meiser. And the chulin shouldn't be chulin, it should still be tevel. As if you did nothing. That's the question. Ki hechi da amris gabi shvisa, de lo kani arva minayim igotimni, ki lo omar arva behedri. Just like by shvisa, if you said, I want all 8, it doesn't help even for 4. Because you couldn't do 4 and 4. So why does it help over here for the 10%? It should help for nothing. Marzashani Meiser, Delahachi Peirosa Mesukonim. Why by Meiser is it good? Because the alkol garger v'garger shebo, chal Hashem olav, l'fichesh ben haroi l'meiser. Because every... Every grain can have a percentage of it be Meiser. So it's possible to say 15% should be Meiser, but not the whole thing. 20% be Meiser, each one half. Half a grain, right, of this whole, each half grain should be Meiser from this 20%. That's good, because then you end up with only 10%. Kigon hifrish echad michamisha kodesh kiddush kol garger chetzio. If you took off 1/20th, right, then each grain can be kodesh halfway, and you end up with 10%. But you made the chalos on every grain, but only halfway. So it's possible to be babas achas some way. But by the Shvisi, you can't say, okay, I want half an Amma, right? In all the Ammos, half of them should be my Shvisa. You can't. You have to have four Ammas right to next to each other. You can't have a half an Amma here and a half an Amma there and a half an Amma over there with something separating between. It has to be four directly together. That can't be. You can't say, I want, what's it called? Of these eight Ammos, every Amma, half of it should be my Shvisa. Doesn't work. But of all these grains, the 20%, right, I want every grain to be, have Maaser, but only halfway. That can be. So therefore, since you could make a chalos on each grain, halfway, when you make it 20% on the whole thing, 10% becomes Maaser. And it's hakachal on the whole thing. Di Omer Tiktish Palga Palga Dechitza Kadesha. The high kiva the Afrish Kiflayim. He took off double the amount of Meiser, 20% instead of 10. The Koral Ashe Meiser, Commander Omer Tiktish Kochitza the Palga. It's as if he said, I want the Meiser to be Chal according to the ratio. And therefore it's Chal. But by the sisters, you can't say, I want each sister to be Mekudish halfway. Can't work. It's either all or nothing. Same thing with the Arba Amos amongst the eight. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so that's not a question. How about the next case? V'harei Maiser Behema, the lesser l'chatzoyim. How about Maiser Behema? Maiser Behema, you can't make half a Behema Maiser, right? And the Omar, what was this? The Omar Rova. Yotzum Shnayim Basiri. Okay, you have a case like this. In order to make Maiser Behema, you have to count the Behemas. And the tenth one is Maiser. Okay, what happens is, as they go out of the corral, that's when you count them. So, as they're going out of the corral, you counted nine, and then two animals went out together, exactly together, as number ten. The Koran Asiri. And you call them both ten. So what's halach over here? L'chora, since if number ten went out by itself, and then number 11 went out and you called it ten, it doesn't help, right? You already have mice. So if both went out and you call them both ten at the same time, shouldn't help anything. And neither one should be mice, right? That's l'chora what should be. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is, asiri v'chadasar mu'uravim zeh b'zeh. One of them is mice, and one's the 11th one. Why is one of them Meiser? Since you couldn't have, what's it called, two Meiser, one after the other, and here it's impossible to say half of each one became Meiser, right? So why should it help if you said both of them are 10, that one of them should be the 10, and one the 11th, neither should be the 10. Since you can't make two 10s, one after the other, you shouldn't be able to make even one 10 together. Mar says, Shani Meiser Behema, the Isei Bezecher Zeh Betolz. No, Meiser Behema is different. There's a special pasuk that if you did it one after the other, it does have some chalos. If you made a mistake, right, it's possible that more than one should have the din of Meiser. How's that? Disnan. Kor L'chi Asiri. By mistake, you called the ninth one 10. So it's not really the 10th, it's only the 9th. But you called it the 10th. Ulashirichi, and then the 10th one went out, and you remembered you didn't say 9, so you said 9 on the 10th one. You said 10 on the 9th one, then you got mixed up and you said 9 on the 10th one. Ulachadasar Asiri, and finally, the 11th one you called 10. So, Shloshlami Kudoshim, right, they're all Kodesh. They have a din of Shlomim, right, because special Pasuk, that if you mix them up, the ninth one is Kodesh because you called it Meiser. The tenth one is Kodesh because it is Meiser, even though you called it 9. And the 11th one is Kodesh because you called it Meiser. See Rashi. So since it's possible for something to happen to Zachar Zeh, so therefore if you call two of them together, it's also possible that one of them should be Meiser. Rashi. Vari Meiser Behemer the lesser lechatzoyim. Di Iomer Chatzi Klezechulin Vachatzi Meiser Lo Omer Klo. Right, guy said, what's it called? Half of this Behemer is Meiser and half is Chulin won't help. Lik this Lo Omer Klo Lik this lechatzoyim. Doesn't half of it doesn't become Meiser? Dechol asher yaver tachas hashevet, hu asiri yeh kodesh omer achmona. Right? Yeh kulo kodesh. L'shem my whole thing has to be hashiri, the whole thing, not part of it. The lesser nomi v'zachrezeh. And it's impossible to call two of them meiser. You can't call 10-10. That can't be. She'im korel asiri asiri, ulachavis or asiri, eino kodesh. If you call the 10th 1-10 and the 11th 1-10, that doesn't help. Yet when you call two of them Meiser at the same time, one of them is Meiser. L'chora why call Shein of Azachar Zeh, and of Azachas. D'omar Rabba, Asiri v'achadasar muradim zeh b'zeh. D'chad minayu Meiser, v'idu chavi achadasar. Shekoru Asiri. V'idu havi yoda bey, v'gom shetoa, v'koru l'asiri chi, u'lachadasar Asiri. Kaimalon, da'asiri Meiser, v'achadasar korib shlomim. If you made a mistake and you called the 10th 1-9 and the 11th 1-10, right, then they're both Kodesh, except one's Meiser and one's Shlomi. Uma bein Shlomi and Meiser, what's the difference between Meiser is also a Shlomi. It's the same halacha, except the certain halacha is different. Shla Shlomim tunim smicha unesachim utnufas chazei v'shok. Right, it's Shlomim, you have to do smicha on the Shlomim, and it needs nesachim, you have to bring nesachim with it. And you have to shake, wave the chazei b'shok before you give it to the kohen. The kohen gets a chazei b'shok in the shlomim. The niftin b'mumon, right? And you can be pulled in if it's a balmum. Utmuras and kreva. And if you make a tmura, you exchange it for another animal. The tmura becomes a korban, and you makrif it on the mizbeah, and the original korban remains a korban. That's all halachas of shlomim. Meiser doesn't have any of these halachas. Because Meiser doesn't need smicha, okay, and it doesn't need nesachim, and you don't give chazei v'shok to the kohen, the bailim eats the whole Meiser himself, and you can't be polder Meiser, it says lo yigoel, lo yipodeh by Meiser, you can't redeem it, so it can't be redeemed, and if you make a tmura, it's not kari, the tmura of a Meiser doesn't go on the mizbeach. What you do is it becomes kodesh. You have to redeem the tmura, and after it gets a mum. V'hashta the korim bevasachas v'lo yoda hai asiri gomur v'hai achadasor shenikra asiri bo tarvayu. And what happens when you don't know what you do, right? When you called the tenth one nine, and the 11th 1-10. So what the halacha is that they're both Meiser, they're both, one of them is Meiser and one of them is Shlomi. And you don't know which one is which. So what do you do? So you do both Tarvayu Tznufas Chazei V'Shok. Both of them you shake the Chazei V'Shok, because it doesn't hurt to shake it when you don't have to wave it. Usmicha, both of them you do Smicha, right? And since it's a Sothic, and you have to do Smicha, it's not called Avoda B'Kashim. Normally if you don't have to do Smicha, Smicha is you put your whole weight on the animal. And that's called doing avoda b'kodshim. But over here, since it's a sofik, if you have to do it misofik, that's okay. The libi omer de'inu mevorech la tenufa v'asmicha. Rashi says, I think you don't make a bracha on the tenufa and the smicha. Why? The lo lehevi bracha levatola. Because one of them, the thing is I'm shaking something for nothing. The other one's doing a mitzvah. So first you see two things from this Rashi. One is that you have to make a bracha on every separate part of the avoda of the korban. Right, you don't need just a bracha lasso shlomim, but on each thing that the Torah said to do to the shlomim, make a separate bracha. Al asmicha, al hatnufa, and so on. There's machlokas really the Rambam and the Ramban. According to some way that they learned the Rambam holds you only make one bracha klali on the whole avoda of every specific korban. You don't make a separate bracha on each part. Okay, based on this, we always used to ask. If Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah, where do we find a mitzvah that you make brachas on the parts of the mitzvah? It could be that here you find a case where, according to the Ramban, according to Rashi, you make a bracha on each separate part of the avoda, even though it's all one big mitzvah, but each separate part, what's it called, you make a bracha. So you see, you can make a bracha on separate parts of one mitzvah. What? You also know, such thing as tonight by a bracha. You can't make such a bracha. It's a bracha levatola. If you didn't have to make that bracha on what you're doing now, then it's a. Yeah, it could be they're not together. It wasn't. what's it called? They ask on that. They ask on that. No, they ask. We're going to make one bracha. It'll be challah. Whichever one. Forget about it tonight. Whichever one you need, you're making the bracha. You don't have to know which one you're making the bracha on, right? But it could be they're not moving together. You did this one today and the other one tomorrow. So you can't make a bracha, what's it called, on a Tanai, in case this is one. If not, I don't want the bracha to be a bracha. It's a bracha of atal, right? If you're doing them all together, it could be. I don't know. They ask the kasha over here. The chara, why doesn't it help make the bracha, even though you don't know which one it's chal on, but it's chal on one of them, right? But I don't know why that's a kasha. It's talking with it on two different days. That's the rest of it. Why?
No.
No, sir. No, sir. I might think that since misotek, you have to do it, right? So you don't say misotek brachos v'chakal in that case. Since you have to do it, we have pasuk like that in many things, right? Well, you have to bench again, right? Min haTorah, you say the drabbanan also, because since the halach is you have to bench again, so merely you have to say the rabbanan's bracha too, right? If you have to do the mitzvah again, that's halach. If you, what's it called, you have a suffix whether you'll say lulav or not. So you have to make a bracha. Because since the halacha is, you have to do it again, so you have to make a bracha again. Right? Once the psak is, you have to do the mitzvah, min haTorah, you have to make a bracha. So even though the mitzvah itself is a suffix, but first we paskin that misafik, you have to do it. Now it's not a suffix anymore, now you have to do it. But if you have a lulav that's misafik kosher, so you don't have any psak that you have to do. We don't know if this lulav is kosher or not. Then you don't make a bracha. Right? So over here, the halacha is you have to take each one and do it. So what's the halacha? You have to do it. Misafik. Maybe once you have to do it, you have to make a bracha on it too. That's the svara the other way. Rashi says, I don't think so. But even if you do them separately, there's the svara to say that you have to make a bracha. Because really that's the halacha and other things. Unesachim yovi nischi korban echad al tnai. And nesachim, you bring one nesachim, and this will help even a different day, because halacha is you can bring a korban one day and nesachim another day. You bring one nesachim and you make it tonight. The yomer im zesh lamim yalzet v'im lav yiyu al chaver. Right, and it's not raya from here. The Rashi also doing it together because nesachim can be in different days. Alma mitachol shei meister echad minayu shma mino afagav delo kodesh echad asar im kor lasiri asiri tahavi asiri. The korah achadas or asiri. Afilu hachi ki korm vasachas kodesh chad minai vasir. So what do you see over here? If you would call 10:10 and 11:10, 11 would not be meiser at all, right? So can't be vazachar zeh. Still, if you call 10 and 11:10 together, one of them is meiser. Because none of them should be meiser. Or shenu vazachar zeh. Afilu bavasachar zeh. What's the shiny meiser behema? The isay vazachar zeh betos. No. By Meisr Behema, it's possible to have something bichal b'zachar zeh if you made the following mistake. Kigon, im tor basiri. You never called the 10th 1:10. That's the ikra. Once you call the 10th 1:10, there's nothing else you can do. But it's possible that if you made a mistake and called the 10th 1:9, and then you called the 11th 1:10, then it should be kodesh. Im tov asiri v'koru chi u'la'chadasar asiri, then kodesh achadasar mishum kriyas Hashem. Since you called the 10, it's kodesh. Right? It's not maisa, but it's kodesh. The korik shlomi, the snap, is what that mission says. Reperik basar de b'choros yafina mikro. We learn this from a pasuk. It's not stam so pasuk. We learn from a pasuk that if you make these kind of mistakes, if you call the 10 to the wrong one, that makes it kodesh. And if you call the 10th one, the wrong number, the fact that it's 10 makes it kodesh. Hilkach ki koren ke'echad lo ma'akev. Therefore, since it's possible in some way to be kodesh b'zachar zeh, even though not in the exact way you did it now, then it can be kodesh b'vasachas. Hilkach ki koren ke'echad lo ma'akev. Yud aleph al asiri miloch lo lam. The fact that the 10th one already is meiser doesn't stop the 11th one from being kodesh. Because there's a way that it wouldn't stop it if you said the wrong thing. Milachol Shem Gomer, the Hayun Alef Gufei Zimnim the Kodesh, Bekriya Shem Meiser. Because sometimes the 11th one could be Kodesh if you didn't call the 10th one 10. Kigon Hecha Dekari Lasiri Shulfan of Chi. Or the Rabba, the Perik Basar Bechoros. This, which is either Rava or Rabba, is in the end of Bechoros. So therefore, it's no question for Meiser Behema, because Meiser Behema could be, with certain qualifications, Bezacher Zim. Okay, the Hare Toda. Now we'll try another case. Right? How about Toda? The less of the toes, the less of the Zacharzeh. Toda, even if you made a mistake, right, it won't help. And it's, you can't do it one after the other. Right? What's the case of Toda, Rashi? The less of the toes, Vari Toda, the Lachmi Toda, Mem Chalos, Kedom Renachos. With a carbon toad, you have to bring 40 chalas. 30 of them are chametz and 10 are matzah. And from each of the 10 different kinds, the 4 different kinds, you take one of them and give it to the Kohen. So you have 4 different kinds, 3 chametz, 1 matzah. You take 1 matzah and 3 of the chametz from each different kind, and you give them to the Kohen. Okay, so that's halacha of the lachmei toad. The less of the toes, in hifrish lachmei todasa, the ta, the sover shalom hifrish, if you separated 40 chalas for your lachmei toda, now you have a toda, and you separated 40 chalas for it, and then you forgot that you separated 40, and you separate another 40. The hifrish b'chazor b'karashim al mem chalas acheros. You separate another 40 for that same toda, lo kachi. It's not kodesh. The second 40 are not kodesh. Why? The ha ta, he made a mistake. Usnan hektish toes, say no hektish. That we hold that hektish betos, I made the hektish thinking that I had to do it. And I really didn't have to do it, I already did it. I have 40 other chalas that are for this korban toda. So it doesn't become kodesh. Meseches nazir. The lesser nami bezachar zeh. So it's not betos, can't work betos. If you made a mistake and you thought that these were the 40 and you already had done 40, doesn't help. And it doesn't help bezachar zeh if you did it on purpose. Shem hifrish mem l'sodoso v'shochar hazeh v'chaleyen v'chazer v'hifrish l'mem acheros lo kachi. If you separated 40 and you shechted the korban on those 40 and then you separated another 40, right, and wanted those to be kodesh for lach mei tov, it's not going to help. V'chishocht al shmonim v'asachas, so therefore if you shechted on 80 altogether, right, it shouldn't help. Omar chizkia the kachi mem mitav shmonim. Chizkia holds that 40 are kodesh. He shechted a korban toda on 80 chalas, 40 of them are kodesh. Why 40 kodesh? Lechora, none of them should be kodesh. Because since you couldn't do 40 and then another 40, right, if you do all 80 at the same time, why should it help? For anything. Shchitas ha-toda mekadeshes alechem. The shchitas ha-toda is mekadesh alechem. Till the animal shechted, they're not really kodesh. They become kodesh when you shech the toda. To the time in Ochas. Korbono al zevach. Malami shein alechem kodesh ela al azvicha. The shechita makes them kodesh. So, therefore, if you do one after the other, it's not going to help. So, it's not going to help if you do them all together before the shechita. Rashi l'gemara, the itmar, told the nishchato al shmonim chalos, if you shechted a korban toda on 80 chalos, chizki omar kitshu Allah mem mitov shmonim, chizki holds that 40 become kodesh out of the 80, Rabbi Yochanan omar lo kotshu, Allah mem mitov shmonim, right? And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it doesn't help. So at least the corner, and Allah's like Rabbi Yochanan. So what we see over here, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that that doesn't help at all. That what's it called? No, it's the opposite. According to the what's it called? Chizkiah is the question. How could Chizkiah hold that 40 are kodesh? Kol she'inu b'zachar zeh, einu b'vasachas. Rashi. One second. Oh, wait one second. Right, okay, so who does Rava hold like? No, but he holds like one of the Tanoi. Who's Amaroi? Yeah, okay. So what is, what's it called? So what's the question on Rava? So let's go on, we'll see. As much as how itmar Allah, no, it's okay. Omar Reb Zeira, hakol moldim, hecha da omar lekachu arboim mitov shmonim dekachu. Ah, one second, no. So now we're explaining what the machlokas is. No, okay, now. So it seems like the machlokas is what's it called poshut. So there's no kasha. And a chanami. Rabbi would hold, like the one who holds the tops. But the Gemara says that that's not the machlokas. Everybody agrees that if he said 40 from 80, what's it called, that helps. That's the same thing we said before. If he said 4 out of 8, will help. You don't have to have a specific place. But if you want all 8 to be chal, that can't help. Same thing over here. If you wanted all 80 to be chal, even 40 won't be chal. So that's good, according to Rab. Yeah. Arboim itol shmoni dekachi. Lo yikachu arboim elim ken kichu shmoni, kuliyama lo pligei delo kachu. If what's it called? If he said, I want all 80 to be chal, then none is chal. So where is the machlokas? Kuligei bestam. The machlokas is only where he did, where he said stam. So we don't know. Mar sover lachrayas komachavin. The altsnai, I see no. But one holds it when he didn't say anything. He meant 40 out of 80. And the other 40 are for achrayas. Mar sover lekorban gadol komachavin. The other one holds that what's it called? He meant it for a big... big carbon, and therefore it can't help. So now is no kasha, because everybody holds kol sheinu b'zecher zeinu b'vasachas. It won't help if you did all... So what was the kasha before? Chizkiah doesn't hold like Rabba, what's the name? Yikachu arboim ha mem ka'amar, the gabi shnisa nomi ha'amaran, di yomar knuli arba mitok shekim nekam. Lachrayis komachavin shim yovdu o yitmu chetshin yipater bechetshin. Lahavi leka omri yikachu arboi mitosh momo. If he didn't say anything. Right? Rav Yochanan sover the korban gadol machavin. Vaholo efshar. That's impossible. The arboi minayu lo amrinu lekachu. Right? You see that the 40 can't be good. Ah, he rashi sava gabi shvisa ki omar tachtov mayachrayis ikon. Hahu vavi lekulu lechavin. The ain't shvisa ella bedala. The lo amrin and liknu le bedala minayim. No, so that's the end of it. Clearing was not a kasha. But what was the kasha to begin with? That there was a man the omer holding that like Rabba. I mean, unless the halacha is like Chizkiah. If the halacha is like Chizkiah, then it was a kasha. Because if Rabba held like Chizkiah, how could Rabba say not like Chizkiah? No, what's the problem? Rabba holds like the other. There's a man who holds like Rabba too. No, I think there's something that we know that Rabba held like Chizkiah. I think that somebody says that over there, it's clear that Rabba holds like Chizkiah. Well, the halacha is like Chizkiah. So that was the kasha.